That's right. It's what you've been waiting for.
Fap, the fortune teller.
Everybody get ready for rock, paper, scissors.
You ready, kids? It's 1, 2, 3.
Just remember, whether you have won or lost, you still get your fortune at the end of the episode.
Hey, wait a second. You only gave me 2 lines.
In our last hair-inducing episode, we didn't make any sense for the last 2 Bobobo episodes, but this time, while we round it out for the 3rd time around and the last time, we'll see how much we'll get paid this time. Maybe we'll get a 4th season. I'm gonna go cry about it. I'm back. I'm back after realizing this show will always continue for a while. Hi, I am the narrator.
Hello, narrator.
My name is Narrator Pino. Over to my left, that's the Botector, the tallest tree in the pumpkin patch. Well, that's Chuck.
That's me.
And the guy who thinks he's the star of the show, but probably could be. Well, that's Garb.
Hey, wait a second. When I said to give me more lines, I meant that you actually have to give me the script first.
Oh, nonsense. What is acting but acting?
That's improv.
Exactly.
It makes sense.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hi.
Welcome back to a very special yet somber episode. How you guys doing?
Sad.
You're sad? How about you, Garb?
My feet hurt because I got attacked by ants yesterday.
Whoa. That's unfortunate.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got a headache, but that's fine.
Welcome to the episode of pain.
Welcome to episode 66 where life sucks. Oh yeah, I'm in quarantine. So like literally just everything's just...
Everybody's just indoors. Hopefully everybody's out there still staying safe. Wow, I can't even...
saying...
Jesus.
Gosh, I hope you're staying safe. Ah!
You know, it's going to be one of those... It's going to be a good episode.
Oh, definitely.
We start out incomprehensible.
I'll be honest. Every Bobobo episode I've ever done, I don't think I've ever had a script directly in front of me.
You've never liked any of the Bobobo episodes, I don't think.
Maybe this one will be different.
Oh, man, I can already feel myself hating this episode.
At least in this one, we have the patron. We get a paycheck.
Yes. Do we have to thank anybody this week?
We do have to thank all of the patrons. Thank you for help supporting us. And if you want to help support us, I go to patreon.com/3weebros. And I want to thank specifically, I want to thank Sid. I want to thank Cream Puff. I want to thank Cosmos. And I want to thank John for being the top tier donors. And it really helps us keep the show on the road and on your television screens.
Extra credit if you come in and just only speak in Bobobo quotes.
If I don't think anyone can do that. I don't think anyone besides maybe Pino could do that currently on this earth.
What? How dare you? Wait, Pino, I didn't hear.
You are the keeper of Bo. You are the chosen Bo.
The
Bozen one.
The Bozen one.
Yes.
More like belongs in the Bo. I blame Bobobo for my entire existence.
Good.
You would think it'd be One Piece, but no.
No.
One Piece gave you the courage. Bo gave you the stupid.
I'd put that on a shirt.
Mean, but I would buy that shirt. I'd wear that shirt.
Well, if it's not a surprise to anybody, we finally did it. Everybody was asking for it. And by everybody, I mean Garb and Chuck were asking for it. We're rounding out this 3rd season with the last episodes of Bobobo. It's again, I love it. I love this show. It probably made me lose more brain cells than I can imagine. However, I hope we all had a good time as we revisit for one final time.
It's always a good time watching
the world of Bobobo. But you know, before we jump into it, what were you guys expecting? As this is our last hurrah in the Bobobo world, what were you guys anticipating? Something you love to see? Something you wanted to see? Or you're just in it for the good old fun?
I think having expectations for Bobobo is just setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. so I kind of just didn't have any.
So, in other words, you wigged out.
Yeah. I wasn't really sure. I was very curious to see what they would do with the last couple episodes, and we'll get into that later, but...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. It was, like you said, like, just don't come in with expectations, because whatever you're going to think is wrong, regardless of what, like, you're like, oh, this will be fine. No, it won't. You don't know what's going to happen.
They don't train enough for that in the Army.
Yeah, no, not in the Academy. but overall, you know, we've watched it before. If you should, I was gonna say listen back to those episodes, but I don't know if you want to listen back.
If I want to listen back to those episodes.
If you're in the mood for some good old fashioned secondhand embarrassment, go for it.
That's okay.
Yeah, and some real crispy audio.
Get twice for me, please. I'll take two scoops of embarrassment.
Double dip.
Yes.
Well, that's good. I mean, our powers have worked once again after the release of the, I guess, second Boba Bo episode, or around there. They did the whole, like, the complete box set for the Blu-ray version and of the complete Boba Bo series, which is cool. I have not obtained it yet, mostly because I've been procrastinating. But one day soon, when it's on sale, it will be mine.
It's nice knowing right that it just is an option now, because even right now, I don't think there's anywhere you can stream it online legally, of course.
You cannot stream it online, and you cannot, there's no, well, besides the Blu-ray, the last release was a DVD set like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I think they only had the subs on it, which was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Wow. This show like really got tracked through the dirt, which is a shame.
Well, I don't know. There's no like wide audience appeal for Bobo, which I think is like the biggest like issue with it, because it never had a real proper manga release.
That's true.
Like if they retranslated it and like kind of kept the closer comedy to what you did in the show, maybe that would have worked a bit better, cuz like, I don't know. When you call Don Patch Papa Rocks, I don't know if you're doing it right.
I read the like first chapter of the manga, and I wasn't very impressed.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, you know, but is what it is.
I just don't think it translates very well to... doesn't translate as much to what you want for visuals versus... or anime versus manga.
Yeah, especially because of we've mentioned it before, but like the localization team went above and beyond, just like,
oh my god,
making it work, but making it weird, like keeping it still feeling like a strange Boba Bo show, but like adding their own little spice of comedy. Even some jokes are altered, but like, I mean, they hit.
Yeah, some jokes are funnier in the dub as an English speaker than reading the sub, just because they'll add more stuff that wasn't there.
Exactly.
And it works. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Especially when your noodles have spider webs in them. Oh, man, I love the fact. Oh, no, that wasn't even noodles. What was that?
It was beans, wasn't it?
Yeah, those beans got spider webbed in them.
Yeah, because that's fermented like soybeans, I think it is, and it's just like aha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They had some smart cookies working on the localization for the anime.
Cookies, much.
Delicious.
A quick overview of what Boba Bo is, if you didn't know. Boba Bo Bo Boba Bo was a Shonen Jump manga released. I want to say really early, like 2000s.
2001 to 2005.
Thank you. And it's got that, it feels like something from that era.
It's got that stink, you know?
Yeah, it's true. No, oh my god. I've been reading Love Hina because I'm trash. And I watched like a trailer for the anime, and the anime came out in like 2000, and I'm like, that is the specific stank of that era. Like, I can tell.
You smell that?
Yeah.
I feel
it's
that.
Crazy.
Yeah, you know, this was written and illustrated by Yoshio Sawai. I don't know what else he's done, but he's probably done some more stuff, hopefully. Of course, this series, I believe, ran, you said, to 2005, and then it got the anime
adaptation?
Yes, it got the anime adaptation. in 2003 and lasted to 2005 before it got canceled by the PTA of Japan. No. So it only ran for 76 episodes, and I've meticulously spread out the episodes across these three seasons to watch just enough to tickle your taste buds or tickle your nose hair.
And it really was the Japanese PTA that got this shit taken off, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. That everywhere I try to look for more specifics, they're like, yeah, no. Parents were just like, this is too stupid. I'm like, you're stupid.
If you watch some of the clips on YouTube, there'll be stray comments that are like, damn, what the fuck kind of shit comes out of Japan? And then there'll be a response saying like, dude, the Japanese don't even know what the fuck's going on with this show.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because it's such a I'd say it's chaotic good in my opinion.
I think it's chaotic neutral. I don't think it's good. Yeah. I just think it's there.
I agree.
I think it exists on the plane. And
if they kept Soften's head as brown, I would agree with you. But they made him into an ice cream, so I call it chaotic good.
Fair enough.
It didn't have too much of a good track record. It got pulled, but the series still continued. Even got that sequel series, Shin Setsu Bobobo, which was, I believe, a sequel series about maybe two or a couple years after the events of the first series, which is kind of cool. You get everybody coming back together. But it's just a shame you don't get to see the ending of like the manga in these 76 episodes. But we'll talk about that when we get there, of course.
Yeah.
Animated by Toei, as you can see. There are Sanks all over there, too. You can tell.
Oh, my God. You can, like, sniff the early 2000s stank on this Toei animation. Like, you can... Oh, man.
They even make fun of it. Like, the dub points out that, oh, they're just reusing this animation to save money.
They're saving money. They're cutting corners.
Yeah. Fucking funny.
I know, and then I like the, well, I guess we'll talk about it later, but I like the point where they're like, you're just doing these recaps to save time. I'm just like, oh god, they're right, they're cutting costs everywhere.
Yeah, it's funny to like view, because you know what's the funniest thing about this is that Bobobo premiered less than a month earlier than Interstellar, made by the same people. But you can, like, just see the difference.
Oh,
but you can still smell the stink on both of them, and I love it.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
But yeah,
early 2000s anime is so good.
Yeah, very good. As you are probably all well aware, this aired on Toonami, which is one of the reasons why I know whatever this wonderful madness of a show is. I would always love... the three shows I would stick around for, I remember back in the day, would be Bobobo, Naruto and One Piece. I'd be in it.
The holy trifecta.
Yeah. It's the big three. Obviously. What are you talking about?
There's no other popular shonen.
Bleach. Ever. That's on Adult Swim.
It's those three.
Yu Hakusho. More like Poo Poo Hakusho.
More like Yu Hakusho.
Oh my god.
Hoo-hoo?
Hamtaro. Mistake on the block. No, I'm kidding. I like the show. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Now we get to talk about it. All right, let's talk about what we've seen first, and then I guess at the end we can give it a whole big old overall rating, since it'll be the last time,
Yeah.
So we watched immediately after the, I believe, Holly Kulani Land, or in Japanese as they call it, Hallelujah Land, and we picked up starting at the... what was it called? They're going to Cyber City. So Gasser was captured at the end of Cyber City, and we're starting here. So we won't be talking about the first opening, despite us enjoying the first opening. We'll just be revisiting the second opening, which is Baka Survivor, by, I believe, my memory serves me, is Ulfus. Ulfulus. Ulful. Something like that.
Orphus?
Ulfuls. Ulfuls. Something like that. By Baka Survivor, just in case you didn't know, stupid Survivor.
Baka Survivor.
Let's just quickly go over that. I still love it. I still haven't skipped it.
Wait. we just skipped like half of the script.
Shh. We'll jump back to it. It's a Bobobo
script.
It's a Bobobo episode, so I have to make it as cringe as possible.
No, you don't.
Well, we kind of talked about presentation a little bit. Come on.
Yeah, presentation. I don't give a shit. I want to talk about the voice acting. I want to talk about the voice acting real quick.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about the voice acting this entire show, though.
Well, yes, but I want to make some points.
All right.
I want to make some points very clear.
All right.
This cast's dub and sub have such a good cast. Like, the voice actor for Dio is Bobobo in Japanese.
That's in still English. So funny to me.
Yeah, he's, you can hear it. And the English voice actor, who Richard Epcar, I think is how you pronounce it. He's been in so many things. Dude. Bleach. He's been in Durarara.
Video games like Haikyuu, Mortal Kombat. He was, I think he's Raiden, however you pronounce it.
And he, bless it's you. That is just the perfect Bo voice. I could not imagine it as anyone else.
And then obviously Don Patch's Kirk Thornton.
Iconic legendary man.
Yeah, if you keep hearing us, like in previous episodes, if you hear us talk about like, it's Don Patch's in this anime, this is why we're talking about it.
he makes a good first impression.
Yeah, no, he's been in everything. He was fucking Donald Trump in a weird animated movie about corgis and the Queen of England.
That's so fucking funny to me. Donald Patch.
Oh my goodness, you got him.
It's true. It's true. That's an actual fact.
Dude, you heard it here first, or probably heard it somewhere else, but you heard it here first.
You heard it here, for sure.
Oh, man. And, Don Patch, not Don Patch, Dengaku Man, despite him having the high-pitched voice.
Oh, my God.
You actually, you know what? He was in Toradora. He was the best guy. He was Haruta, the guy who actually did have a girlfriend.
He was the friend in Code Geass.
He was Walker in Durarara.
Yeah.
I know, right? He's everywhere. I was just like, look at this guy.
I'm telling you, this cast is insane.
And with this, with the new characters that appeared in the show, you get your heavy hitters. You got your Johnny Young Bosch as Mr. Bo Jiggler. Yeah. That was a biggest surprise. I completely forgot that was his voice.
I love peace. Dude.
Yeah, no. Soften was Zeppeli in JoJo. And like, it's like you couldn't like be like, oh yeah, and you know, whenever they dubbed this way back in 2000 something, in the mid 2000s, that they get like this many heavy hitters. Like Gasser is Jira from Naruto, is Pervy Sage, which is like, what?
I'm trying to look for anything notable that the narrator was in too. He's in a bunch of stuff. But,
Rice was Yuri Lowenthal, our good boy Suzaku, and basically Spider-Man from the video games. But, there's everywhere, man.
I'm telling you, like this is insane to have.
Yeah, like it's like everybody. Right? No, it was Viz. Viz Media, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was Viz. Huh. This was, because there's no whatchamacallit, Chris Sabat in this, so you know it's not.
Like you have all the character, like all the voice actors that like you just know when you hear them. Mm-hmm. The only some, like supporting characters are just like, what? I know this guy's voice.
Yeah.
Like the only people it's missing is Chris Sabat and fucking the other guy. his name escapes me.
They had that the guy who plays Kirito's voice actor. I forget his name. Bryce Paper or something. He was I believe he was one of the villains in the. No, he was one of the. What was he? I think he was.
I swear that I heard. I forget. Haruhi.
Haruhi, maybe. I don't know.
It was one of those last.
It's just crazy.
Oh, I heard Miss Asahina like in a lot of the sub characters.
I'm just telling you, this is like, if you wanted like a show that has so many prolific voice actors just doing random shit, go to Bobobo. Like if you're doing an anime voice actor equivalent of the five like steps of Kevin Bacon or whatever the fuck that game is called, use Bobobo. You will get there. Like you'll find it. It is insane though. I love this cast so much.
They all just play their characters so great.
Yeah, dude. Man. That OST though.
Ooh. Yo, that I mean it's got everything. It's got your dramatic sounds, you got your clown music.
It's true, you do get clown music.
You get your Bobo theaters.
It's what you've been waiting for.
The episode intro music is
gets you hype, despite it being a show about nose hair.
Yeah, no. If you walked up to someone and gave them the synopsis of this show, they wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, no. They would say, like, stop talking to me. Get away. I don't
stay away from me. I'm afraid. He's afraid.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's... I love it.
And the fact that, the localization team did such a good job making jokes work with what's seen on screen. I'm just like, you don't see that much effort put in a lot of the times.
A lot of that shit, if you were to just directly translate it, it just wouldn't make sense and it wouldn't be funny.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think back to the, to where, it was like, I think in the first, Bobo segments we watched, where, Don Patch would go in for his interview, his job interview, next to like a duck in a car, and Bobo, it's like, what's your skill? I'm a musician. And he plays like a stick of butter in the Japanese dub. He sings the opening, but in the English dub, he just sings like, oh, Mickey Asker had a for me. And it works for some reason. Like the fact that they could have just sang the opening, but
it's like, crazy.
That guy's butter is off tune.
I love it. Do you want to just quickly run over the OP and ED since we're here?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we started off at. Baka Survivor. Okay. Still good. It still slaps.
I know. It's good.
It's great. I love it.
K-A.
S-U-R-V-I.
No, it's V.
V. Oh, yeah, you're right. V.
S-U-R-V-I.
Baka Survivor. Yeah, I love this opening so much. I was thinking about this earlier. If I was ever to make like a real opening for this podcast, I would absolutely do the character introductions the way that they do it in this. They have a headshot and then they show them walking, and that's all I need.
I like that.
I love it. It's so fun, and the song's so good, dude.
It is.
It's fucking catchy as hell.
And there's so many like little jokes where you see what's her name? The girl, Bobo Dengaku, whatever her name is. She's using her nunchucks and beats the shit out of Jay, which is just very good.
Oh, dude, Denbo.
Yeah, Denbo. I always forget Denbo.
Denbo. But... Oh, you know what my favorite joke this season with Denbo is like, yeah, I've got a new voice actor. God, you write them.
It's true. That's why they got Super Denbo.
Yeah, Super Denbo. I forgot. Dude, you tricked me.
Oh man, it's so funny. Yeah, it's so dumb. We'll talk about our favorite bits at the end of the in the middle of the episode. But
let's talk about that ending since we're trucking along pretty fast. The ending for number 3, I always forget the name.
It's Hip Hop Step Jumping, dude.
Yeah, dude. By Mihimaru GT. Shout outs to Dragon Ball GT.
This is my favorite ending.
I know you love it a lot. I'm so surprised how much you love it though.
Like Shiawase, you know, is a classic as a meme. And the second ending, Kurai Tunes, also pretty good, but like Hip Hop Step Jump is just like the great, like, how you show all the characters interacting in a way that they not particularly would have in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still having a good time. They're dancing, and it's a good song. And they're vibing.
Yeah, they are.
Dude,
vibing,
they are fucking vibing.
and they keep adding people, like, every time they go, ooh.
I know. I always like seeing Rice and Suzu at the in those there, because I'm just like, yeah, they're technically friends. Like, they're hitting out.
They're there.
Oh, and Soft and Dabs. Don't forget.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like little jokes as well that like you don't like see until you've watched the show. You're like, oh yeah, Torpedo Girl pulling Soften's boat.
His boat.
Like,
God.
I know that.
Let's take my boat. I'm not getting in that thing.
Yeah, it's just fun. This is pure distilled fun. Even though I'm sad that. This like season of what we watched, King Nosehair showed up like once.
Yeah, man.
And that made me really sad.
Hey, I was glad that he showed up again at all.
It's true. You're right.
Oh man, good old King Nosehair. But we did get a lot of good newcomers too. I mean,
we'll my talk god, about it too. Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, let's just say we like the openings and endings.
Oh, they're very good. I love them.
God, I keep forgetting. Jelly has the sombrero in the opening.
Yeah, dude, it gets bonked.
I know we're going to talk about jokes in the podcast, but like, I like the fact whenever Bubble Bo disappears and it's like, we'll just make the show about me, and then they just use that little bit from the opening. His name's JJJJJJJJJ. Oh God.
There's just so many like little things in the show that like they keep adding up, and it's so wonderful.
All right, you guys,
I love it.
You guys ready to try and piece together what kind of order we're going in?
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to talk first about the Cyber City portion of the show. I mentioned a little bit before, Gasser was taken by Giga, one of the top executives of the Chrome Dome Empire. And they've gone over to Cyber City to try and rescue him. Bo and you know, with the help of their new ally, Torpedo Girl, along with Dengaku Man, Bo, and the rest of the crew. And you know what? Things just hit the fan real quick. they get into a fight with a guy with a wheel on his head, which I thought was great.
He spins.
Yeah, he spins. Spins. And they just have a fight. I like how every arc is just like very straightforward. You have the big bad of the city, and then you have his minions you got to fight. In this case, I forget what the minions are called, but I think the standout moment there was the fight with the jet guy and his super bunny and the guy with a bag on his head.
Oh, yeah, the fucking super bunny.
That's not even how you spell super. It was the unknown sad sack.
Yes,
that's
his name. Oh, my. The unknown sad sack is so good.
Dude, that fight made me. I always laugh at that. It's like, they're the six electric brain warriors, apparently, according to the
that's probably the manga translation.
Probably, I don't remember what they were called.
That's what we had called ourselves, except three, the three electric brain warriors.
Bruh, each with us. One brain cell.
We share it.
It's true. I'm trying to read through here because there's like a lot of thing that goes on. Then they fight Carman or the guy in the car.
Oh my God!
I like that. I like every time. I just like the whole fight. Dengaku Man was just in the driver's seat.
Dengaku Man spelt stuff all over the.
Oh no! Oh no! Look at what you made me do!
I like it. His head turned into a plane.
Now they'll never know.
Exactly. Oh my goodness! But you get to see a lot of in these coming like arcs. The team is usually split up, like, for a good time. Like, you have your, like, group with, like, the Bo's group, and then you have Beauty's group. I believe, like, with Beauty there was, or maybe it was with Gasser, like, you get to see a, like, a Don Patch, Jelly Jiggler, and Torpedo Girl fight with, like, the guy with words. And I thought that was kind of cool. Like, you don't have to solely focus on, like, all the Bo fights. You have, like, your own separate fights, which were pretty cool. Like, despite the fact that I'm not in it for the fights. I'm just in it for the wacky stuff they do.
But I mean, the fights are the setup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, setup for the jokes. That's literally all it is.
That the setup for that joke was the Torpedo Girls, because they were all torpedoes.
Oh my God! I'm a torpedo. I caught one. We're a torpedo.
Oh my goodness.
Guys, but, I'm sorry for anyone who hasn't watched the show, because this is going to be literally
they're
the
not
going to
make
confusing.
Any more sense than this.
Yeah, not whatever.
The most interesting watch fight, though, during this segment was when they fight Jay the Onion Head.
Maybe my favorite fight.
And the Fist of the Black Sun. That was
I
think that's where they actually had good animation. Like they had like. I don't know what animator it was, but they had one of their like Toei like mainstays to animate some of the fire and whatnot. I'm like, that's I know that. I see One Piece. That he's worked on One Piece before. I know this fire.
Oh, hey, they tried this time.
Yeah. I know the flame fruit.
Dude, I love it. But yeah, no, the fight with Jay was pretty cool, especially with like the fact that I think he was like one of the characters or one of the lackeys that actually could stand up against like the crew, which is something we get to see now.
Question. And he also stayed around a little bit.
Question.
Which is nice.
Did we ever find out if he was garlic or an onion?
No.
They kept saying he was garlic though. They kept saying he was onion.
Gunion.
So I think that's...
Dude, Bunyan. No. Never
no.
Ah, Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, it's good stuff though.
But yeah, no, like, it's weird to talk about this show because it's mostly you're just talking about the jokes rather than jokes, what's going on.
Yeah.
But they quickly go ahead and take care of Jay. But they have to leave Soften behind because he's got to power the city or else the city collapsed because this is a shonen anime. Of course, that's how it works.
Yeah. And they definitely won't forget that he's there.
Exactly. And you might even get some power scaling. I like the fact that in that fight, we got the intro to Denbo also, yes. Which is the fusion of Dengaku Man and Bobobo, which was pretty cool.
I dig
where
it.
Where her ultimate attack is singing. I think that was probably the best part of the fight, too. There's my love sitting on the windowsill. My love is a 45 and a half year old man.
45 years old.
It's so good.
That was probably my favorite bit from
this fight has my favorite joke where Soften gets hit and Soften is like down for the count and basically what he Bobo's like, don't worry, I'll carry you, and then he brings him to a cliffside, and then it's obviously a dug grave. It has a headstone.
Yeah.
and he's like, oh, this will be fine as long as you don't fall through the other side. And then it cuts to another frame where he's buried, and Bobo's like, hey, where'd all that dirt go? And then whenever they cut back to the fight, there's just a gravestone.
You can see it in the background.
Yeah. And then he pops out the gravestone, and it is that I lost it. That was the funniest thing to me.
I feel like, and I remember in that fight also, like Don Patch and Jelly, they try to fight Jay first, and like they fail the first time, and then they do it again. They turn into like some surfer dudes, and then they try it again, and then they fail.
Surfer dudes again. Yeah.
God, they're really good supporting characters.
Oh, they're so good.
My God. But let's be real. We all know that Denbo's main weapon was the nunchucks, which I don't think any of us expected.
That was also so funny. That because in the flashback, she's like, oh, this is the weapons that I get. And then fucking the grandpa just drops a pair of nunchucks and is like, here you go. I'm like, what?
Oh, my goodness. It's so good. But yeah, they beat up Jay, and then it's time to face off with Giga, which is where we get like the first kind of like guy who gives them a run for their money. His fist to the nose here, I believe, is like an art kind of fist. I believe it's like object art or something like that.
Yeah, no. Well, they're not fists. They're just fist, they're like fist. Masters or
yeah,
whatever.
Fist masters. But he doesn't use his fist coming out the gate. He uses his brain power because he's the smartest guy in this series right now. So he just plays them like one by one, not even using a fist. Which I thought was pretty cool. Like, it created some sense of, like, oh, how is he going to win? Well, we know how he's going to win. He's gonna bullshit his way. He's going to make him eat his dust. Which was cool. I liked all that. The thing that I liked the most, at least with Giga's fight, was how much side I like turncoding Dengaku Man did. He's yes. like, oh, I love you, Giga. And then he's like, I hate you. Like, I'm going to leave. And then he doesn't die. Like, he's not defeated. He's like, I'm coming back. But I thought that was, like, probably, like, that was a good Dengaku Man kind of couple of episodes there. But they beat Giga, obviously, because they have to. They turn they turn Gasa back to normal. Gasa. And then I believe after that, the Cyber Knights are all defeated. I think that's what they were called. The Cyber Knights are all defeated. Hatenko shows up. He's like, hey, it's me, Hatenko.
Like, hey, I used don't to forget lock on me. These guys. Well, they defeated five of them, and Hatenko beat the sixth one with his lock.
Yeah, dude, I always liked the lock power. I just didn't know how it worked, but it worked.
It just looks cool.
It just works.
It doesn't need to have, you know, it's fucking blah, blah, blah. Nothing needs to make sense. If it looks cool, then it works.
You're right.
Yeah, and okay, so after that, Soften comes back, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, now it's okay. We saved the day. We're putting a seed thing."
Yeah, and he has like the Black Sun powers now, and he used it once, and it looked real cool that one time. Yeah,
and then never even bring it up again,
which is great. I love
to the
it.
Dark Sun. I feel like in this world you can have multiple fists because like that's what you start seeing later on. Everybody just has multiple fists. Which is kind of funny.
Well, you have two.
Yes.
You do have two fists. That's a real thing that most people shut. Do have.
You're gonna scream. No.
I thought you got that immediately, Fido.
No. Poor excuses for anime.
I can't believe it. Okay, so after the Cyber City arc finishes, we actually get we enter the next arc, which is actually Return of the Third Era, or Return of the Third
Sir Baldibald
Kingdom. So apparently, most if not all of the third the officials and the third Baldibald Czar were put into like cryogenic sleep, or they were like in a sleep chamber, and they had all mm-hmm. woken up, and it's like, okay, we're waking up now. We got to take over the world, and we got to defeat the last remnant of the Nosehair Kingdom, which is Bobobo. So this next arc comprises of everybody like systematically people waking up and then trying to take down Bobobo, including our friend Ringo Starr.
That was great. As soon as I heard the accent, I'm like, that's perfect.
The Battle of
and
the
he
Ridge,
speaks
Vane.
Mostly in Beatles jokes.
It's the best thing in the world, you guys.
It's so funny.
As a kid, like, I never understood it because I didn't listen to the Beatles back in the day when I was a little boy. When
this
I was
fucking
a wee,
this show like caters to our humor so perfectly.
Oh yeah,
he's like, yeah, it's me,
Ringo.
It's me, Ringo. Hey, I hate hair. But yeah, their group attacks them on the bridge. I like the fight in the bridge because there was a funny little beaver that gets yeeted. Almost
oh, yeah.
Which is fun. Got sent over to the zoo, which is nice. But yeah, they fight a lot of these relics of the old era. They go through the town, and they kind of struggle a little bit, especially when they have like the one flower guy attacking them. But of course, Fist of the Nosehair puts them all back in their place.
Well, of course.
Of course, that's what they have to. Most notably, at least with this one, are the fights. I want to say, I don't know whatever that machine was, but like whatever fight they had inside, like, I'm going to say like a toy machine or like one of those coin slide
games.
Oh,
yeah, the coin game. Yeah,
where you fought with Lombada, which was a guy, a polygon fist user, Rem, who was a sleep fist user. Some samurai guy that I don't care about at the moment. And then there was...
The Western Samurai.
Western Samurai.
Oh, my God.
How did you train those monsters so fast? Get him, guys. He's evil. Oh, my goodness. Oh. You get a lot of interesting things, but you get a lot of stronger enemies, which was kind of cool. I like the fight with Rem, which was...
Yeah, Rem is was a super fun fight where they just go sleep.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm gonna...
Yeah, no, a funny thing about Rem is that voice actor did some side voices for Sailor Moon. Do you remember the character went about the record store where the jazz guy was in love with her?
Mm-hmm.
That was her voice actor.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's fucking sweet.
Can we talk about the fact that all these fights happen in the I believe it was like a repurposed like A-block base?
Yeah, the fucking the theme park that was Jelly Jigglers.
Yeah, he's like, wait a second,
why'd it was in ruin?
Yeah, they had 9 attractions. They beat up a bunch of guys. They fought Not Nice Cream, which I thought was hilarious.
Not Nice Cream is so good.
It's me. I'm the shaved ice guy.
I'm the most evil flavor, pistachio.
Never understood. I wish that I understood what it was so evil about pistachio, but we may never know.
Just evil. It's just an evil flavor. I don't know what you're talking about. Just accept it.
I can't. Pistachios are delicious.
You know, there's one fight I forgot. I don't know which, if it happened in this arc or in the one before, but like they fight like an army man, and I thought that was the funniest.
Oh
thing
yeah,
in the world.
What the? Oh my god!
And they fucking
on the,
use
on
that.
The water slides.
Yeah, the water.
And they use that one sound effect like 20 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love that. I can't swim. I can't swim.
I can't swim. I can't swim.
Oh god. But in these fights, at least with the third generation Hare Hunt troops, we don't get Bobo Patch, we get Patch Bobo, which is cool.
We got the we got the reverse like in Dragon Ball. So
dude, getting to watch,
they had to do it.
Getting to watch Don Patch fuck up Bobobo's brain was
that was good. I'm gonna put graffiti. I'm the main character.
And he becomes a competent effusion. That was like the coolest thing. He reminded me so much about like Dragon Ball, even just like the golden hair. I was just like, ah, I know where this is from.
There's a couple really overt, like, yeah, this is just from Dragon Ball.
I saw a lot of One Piece references too, which was real fun.
Tell me, because they've probably gone over my head.
I cannot remember them, but I just remember being like, oh yes, absolutely, that's a fucking One Piece joke. Who knows? Well, I've read it more recently, so.
Fresh on the smooth old brain.
Can we talk about the fact that Softin and Hatenko were not able to help because they were on dates with Torpedo
Girl? With Torpedo Girl, that was pretty good. Well, they were also on training with Torpedo Girl as well with Gasser later. So it's just like, oh, okay.
And they had like that fight on the merry-go-round. That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like in the wiki it's called the Mega Satan Go Round. I'm like, what is the manga even? What is going on?
I love it.
Hail Satan.
Anyways, that fight with at least inside like the weird pachinko toy coin machine, you get the return of old favorites. You got Rice, who gets bodied instantly, and you get Serviceman
and gets knocked out. That was funny.
Pickle never came back, did he?
No, because he was only in the first episode, I'm telling you.
That was only allowed.
He's dead. I can't believe it.
But you get Serviceman, and we realize that he's not really naked under there. He's wearing a nice pair of boxers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was some
which is,
deep lore.
Which is a great joke, which is so good. Cause like, well, because it's been that way for like 50, 60 episodes at that point, and then it's just like, oh yeah, boxers.
Yeah. His boxers are just so frightening, I guess.
It is.
It's true.
I like how when they call him in, it's like, Serviceman, we need your help. Again, I gotta help a friend.
I gotta have a friend. Yeah. Oh my god.
And he becomes the most useless guy there.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh god. All right. So after that comes the awakening of our good boy, the third Tsar, Sir Tsar Baldibald the Third. Which, actually, he kind of... Well, no, actually, I skipped ahead because they fight against General Lee Fishcake before that.
God. Maybe my favorite side character introduced.
I never expected him to be any more after that. Like, it's been so many years since I've actually seen the original run that I was just like, he's not coming back. He's back.
I'm General
Fishcake. They brought a lot of people back in the last episode.
Like, we're not
Don Patch, you were the only one that respected the Fishcakes.
Boss, what are you doing? I'm a fish cake now.
my favorite bit from there is like, let's cheer on General Lee Fishcake from here on.
Shut up!
Let's go!
You're too loud! They're so upset.
It's so good.
It's very good. The whole fight was just out of this world. Oh my goodness. But they beat him, and then they go ahead and fight the Then they go ahead and fight. What's his name? Oh no! Wait, this is the introduce. Isn't this where we get a Mr. No, Mr. Bo? When did? This is the fight with Mr. Bo Jiggler, right?
Yes.
Yes,
I think so.
So I believe in this fight. You know it is because they Jelly Jiggler and Bubble Bo fuse into Mr. Bo Jiggler, which is our boy Johnny Young Bosch.
That was
hype, dude. And hearing Johnny Young Bosch,
it's peace. It's
like, I want peace. And all he knows
now
about
you have to
fighting.
Answer six questions.
Six questions about peace. Oh god, that was so funny because like every answer was the wrong answer. Even the right answer, was it love? Correct. Still gets a punch in the face. So I think that's my favorite transformation. I'm not gonna lie. Mr. Bo Jiggler was probably the best. But they win, you know, leaving once and for all that jelly is the best food. Anyways. Then they go and fight the third emperor, and in that at that point, for some reason, Torpedo Girl had turned back into Over, as we all know, Over was the first form of Torpedo Girl, and Torpedo Girl is once all the jokes once you get them angry, that's you get Torpedo Girl back, which was very very weird because I never remembered Over coming back. Like, what did you guys think when Over came back?
I was like, oh, fuck, scissors.
I know Garb was like, Bo Labo.
Yeah.
It was Bo Labo.
I saw that and I giggled.
It made me go, but yeah, this fight went on for like maybe what, four episodes maybe? Yeah. And it was just like, I thought it was a cool fight. You got some memorable moments, but it was all weird because he was a robot on the inside. Did you see that when he was like, before he made them all disappear, like he had like a robot under skin.
Yeah, that was whack.
I was like, wait,
he's like, I could be my true power. And then he eats Bobo and Patch and becomes a freak.
He becomes a weird bunny thing.
I got your favorite dinner, firecrackers.
Oh no!
Oh, we haven't had that since the heartburn incident.
That was so. But yeah, no, he makes Hatenko and Don Patch disappear, and then they get teleported into a different world. And it all seemed was lost because, like, he made everybody go stupid. He made everybody go crazy. No, he literally made everybody go stupid. And then Bobobo pulls out a shadow clone jutsu at the end with multiple Bobobos. And they win the day with Don Patch singing some rap music, which was also very fun.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, the rap.
Let's go. Legit, I'll eat peace preserved.
Yeah, that was another, thing where the voice actors knocked it out of the park.
Oh yeah, Kirk Thornton's fucking gem.
Dude is awesome.
He's great.
After they beat the third emperor of the Nosehair Kingdom, they leave.
They do. That's
they
true.
Leave
they
on
just
a plane.
Fly.
And then they were informed that there is a tournament, the playoffs for the fifth czar of the Baldy Bald Empire. In which they're like, hey, let's go crash it. So then they go, they do the obvious thing and go to Egypt, because that's where it is, in Egypt. I was just like,
see, that's a JoJo reference.
That's a JoJo.
That's just a straight JoJo reference. We're going to Egypt. Cool.
I think this may be the first time that the show is what brought up JoJo and not us. Except maybe No Game, No Life.
Check that box, though.
But yeah, they go to Egypt, then they all get split up, which I thought was another cool thing. They all fall, and like you get the weirdest team-ups, because like every villain is back. Almost every villain is back.
Well, all the big villains.
Yeah.
All the block leaders and above.
Yeah, and so you get the unlikely trio of Don Patch, Beauty, and Not Nice Cream, which was pretty funny. And then with the arrival of Holly Kulani, Money Man. That was kind of funny, where it's like, nobody wanted to help Beauty. It's like, no way. Don Patch just turns into a fish and leaves. But that was a cool fight. I enjoyed the fight with the ramen noodle girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And you had the return of the guys from the Are You Serious? You Can't Be Serious.
Can't Be Serious.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, the ramen fight was good. It's like, we trained for several months. It is disgusting.
You're just going to use instant noodles?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was a good one. Bobo punched out a pig. I was upset.
Now she's like, I can do this. And Gatzer's like, oh, shit.
He's petting the pig.
Sorry.
And he had money ready to pay for the money for the food, too.
Good.
It was real good. So then they arrive at the main stage, and you've got everybody's there. You got Holly Kulani, you got Giga, you got General Lee Fishcake, you got Rem, you got Lombada. You got everybody's there, and then you get Nick. I believe his name was Nick. I believe Nick the...
That's.
I choose to believe that's his name.
Nick sounds right. That sounds very Bobo-ish, just the name Nick.
I forgot what his name was. I believe it was like Nick the Scissors or something like that.
Who could say? Not I.
One of the strongest by challenging Nenchaku, leader of the assassin. I guess Japanese-wise, his name was Nenchaku, but his name was Nick. I remember them explicitly saying Nick. And then they fight him to get what the currency in this world is. They need the golden coins in order to access the top floor and whatnot.
Yeah, they needed the whatever we call it. I don't know, man. There's so much lore that doesn't matter in Bobo Bobo, exactly. But like, except for one instance.
I'll say I got hype when I saw everybody again. I was like, "Yo, oh, yeah. we're gonna really have like a tournament arc."
It was not a tournament arc at all.
I want to say maybe who knows? It could have been longer in the manga. I'm not sure. I feel like it should have, because like all these fights went super fast after that point. They were just like,
well, because they knew they had to wrap it up.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're like, all right, get this shit over with.
They had fights on top of water bottles, which was funny. With Samba Man.
Samba Man was such a fun fight.
I lost it. It was just like, I didn't expect Samba Man.
I wasn't paying attention, and then Samba Man happened, and then I had to watch, like, exclusively. I was like, what?
Samba Man. That was so good. But yeah, no, like in between all these fights, you then get, it's revealed that there is a Shadow Chrome Dome Empire, which is located underneath the regular Earth in the underground, which they wanted to take over the current Baldi-Bald Empire to make their own empire, which was kind of cool, where it was like a double take where it's like, we're not fighting Baldi-Bald yet, you're fighting these guys. Mm-hmm. And their plan was they needed the strongest, like, fist masters in order to bring up their underground people, kind of like the end of The Incredibles, where they had the mole people. It's which I thought stuff, was pretty dude. Interesting, because you
I'm
got...
I'm the Underminer. I'm underneath you, but nobody is beneath me! That is, so is such a good quote. I love it.
Oh, man. When are we watching The Incredibles?
Hey... We got an open week coming up.
That's true. we get such unlikely team-ups afterwards. We get the return of Rem, fan favorite. And by Shout fan out. Favorite, I just mean our favorite here.
That's great.
He's just like, you got to save Lombada. It's like, what are you doing on the floor? And you get General Lee Fishcake jumping in to help out, which was kind of cool also. They fight three sacks, which is cool. He like Bobo literally murdered the
he
first
killed
sack.
One. Yeah, and they have a fucking funeral. I was like, that's brutal, dude.
I know, I couldn't believe what I saw. But yeah, they completely murder him. And then I love the fact that their combination, all three sacks, turn into like a very poorly drawn monster. It's like that, they're really cutting corners now.
Yeah. What we saved on making this design week, we made up for it all my attacks. Oh, right. The producers spent money.
The producers actually spent money. Yo, and you know what? Even though we talked about all this, actually, we'll finish this and then we'll talk about the narrator.
Okay.
And so, like, they beat the enemies and they got to go inside to face Baldi-Bald, but all of a sudden. You know, they acquire all the people they need for the clock. The bad people arise and like they're about to take over the world. And then Bubble's like, we got to stop them. And it's like, not without us, you're not. And you get help from like all the villains and then even Battleship's there, who literally is knocked out and is only there for staircase purposes. and then that was the end. The end was just Hello. Very abrupt. At episode 76.
And then Dengaku is just like, this sign says the end!
What?
This is how we're ending the show?
Yeah. And that's, yeah, we never get to see the conclusion of the Shadow, or the, well, I forget what they're called, the Undermole people, Baldi-Bald Empire. But yeah. you do see what happens to Baldi-Bald. He ran away, as usual. But yeah, it's a sad little ending, mostly because it's not even an ending. For this mm-hmm. show here in the States. The manga does continue afterwards, but, you know, that's all we get to see in this iteration.
Ever so sadly.
Ever so sadly. Now let's go back to the narrator, because this man had lines on lines this entire, last 30 episodes, man.
Yeah.
He could have no breaks. This man could have no breaks.
I was starting to get convinced by the end that the narrator was the villain.
That would have been funny if they just said, that's it, we're done.
It's me, I'm the villain, I'm the budget.
On one hand, I kind of think that would have been too obvious. Not obvious, but it'd been too easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it would have been funny, whatever.
Now, the narrator gets so much more lines because there's something that is very distinctly different in these last episodes. Or
he's
in these
paid
last
by the word.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, but... distinctly different
every
from...
Every time you go off script, you're losing a dollar off of
But I'm only paid $8.
$7.
But yeah, no, like, the first two halves of the show, you don't have too much of the narrator talking, because in this last, like, third, you kind of have this weird kind of split in the episodes where it's like they have the recap of the previous episode, and then after the commercial break, you have the recap of what you just saw, which was a little weird, but I guess I understood the fact that they were, you know, about to close their shop for the show. It was a little weird, but you do get the best moments from those, like, afterwards, because mm-hmm. it becomes more like a story for the narrator in those instances.
Yeah, yeah, they very clearly, like, change. I don't know if they do this in the sub, but they change the lines again. It's almost like fucking, what's that one show on Adult Swim where they just took old Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
Oh, yeah, was it Space Ghost Burton? Coast to Coast.
That's the one. Yeah. Kind of in a little bit of a way reminded me of that, but not exactly, obviously.
But yeah, but you get to learn a lot about the narrator. Narrator is doesn't like the producer. Producer doesn't like the narrator. Bobo doesn't like the narrator. He's trying to get a new narrator every other show. Tries to steal his lines.
Yeah. The narrator doesn't like it. Doesn't take too kindly.
Well, I'm not having it. But yeah.
Please, just let me get my face on show once so my grandmother can brag to everyone at bingo.
Oh, right. Sunday night bingo. That's my house over there you blew up. That's my grandma's house.
And I'm going in between every bit of dead air. I'm going to read you my nacho recipe.
Oh, my God. Put the recipe in the microwave was and so good. I love that.
Even the next episode segments at the end of the rock paper scissor contest, those are pretty good too. The episode where he just talked in an accent at the end is like, well, they told me to stop making accents about cowboys, but that doesn't stop me from making other accents. And he does the ending in so many different accents. He does Italian, yeah. like the Asian accent. I'm just like, oh my goodness, how does this fly?
Dude,
how does
this all fly? I hope the voice actor got to put every one of those on his resume.
Dude, yeah, man. He deserves it. I don't even know if he's listed on my anime list. We got to find who this narrator guy is.
He is.
No, the narrator is. He absolutely
Oh, he is? Hold up. Let's see. Narrator.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah. I have it open.
Michael McConaughey.
What has he done? What has Mr. McConaughey done?
I got it.
He's
been a narrator of so many things.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, Michael McConaughey, he was in Code Geass. He was the
Cowboy Meat Mom.
He was the king. He was he said the thought elevator.
Oh, Lelouch to the thought elevator.
That's that guy.
Oh wow. It all comes together.
No, see, I'm telling you. He was in a couple of Hunter x Hunter stuff, just some side characters. I know he was a narrator for something else. He was in Seven Deadly Sins for one of the first bad guys.
He was Ton Petty in JoJo.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
He was the cat in a Haruhi, the talking cat.
Talking cat Haruhi.
Good.
You don't remember the talking cat?
Talking cat Haruhi, what?
I don't remember.
Oh, my
either.
God. You don't remember the talking cat in Haruhi? No.
What talking cat?
It was the one that Haruhi got to play the familiar for Yuki in the movie.
Sure.
Like when Yuki was as a witch. Right. And then there's the talking cat. And
I
then
forgot about it. Oh, and then
yeah, and freaking what's his nuts? Kion's just like, please don't talk.
don't talk.
Yeah. It is so good, and then he was adopted after the movie and given the nickname Shami by his sister, which is great. Yeah. So, like,
props to him.
I'd love, man, what a guy! What else? And he was also a couple. He was old Rasu in Gurren Lagann.
Oh, dude, we hate that.
Or
guy.
maybe young too. Fuck you,
Rasu's no, I'm great. Kidding. We love him. Oh, dude, he was Babo in one of the other Toonami shows I watched. No wonder he sounded familiar. Okay, we gotta watch that when next season. Hey, let's go. He's in Bleach. God. Let's see. Sorry, we're on a tangent. You know what we should do? This episode is pretty short. Let's do a quiz.
Yeah, quiz.
I don't have a
you
quiz
can't
pulled
just,
up.
You can't just say a quiz and then expect a quiz to appear.
Garb, look up a Bobo quiz.
Oh, I'm fucking on top of it.
While I scroll down to see what other roles this man had.
No, that's trivia. I don't want trivia. Here, build quizzes. What Bobobo character are you?
Boom. Oh, no, that's the wrong chat.
No, that's the wrong
Bo. I don't think the Bobobo quiz goes in serious
god.
Talk.
Oh, my god. I'm just going to tell you guys right now, before we start, the second question of this quiz is what your favorite meme is, and the answers are Trollface, Pokerface, I Lied, Rage Guy, LOL, and Does the Poop Emoji Count?
There's four questions? Oh, god. Do you...
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning,
guys.
I guess.
So I will put this... In
this
the
is
episode
such a bad
description.
Quiz. I love that it already the in the first
oh, oh,
three
wait, this
words,
is a different one. Wait, it has which a spelling one do you error. Want to do the one with the rage meme or do you want to do this one
I
that
don't,
you pulled up?
I really don't fucking care. This one has Here. A spelling error in the first
okay,
three
so
words of
one.
The first question.
Okay.
So.
I sent it to you guys. This one seems like a really old one, so I think that'd be great.
Cool. All right. I have both open either way.
So I sent the one.
We're doing the one you sent then?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do
so
that
this
one.
One's okay. On build quizzes, and it is which Bobobo character are you? And first off, what would you like to sing about? Nose hair. I'm a DJ. Beta carotene, bombs, jelly, and I don't sing, I react.
Well, I love jelly, so.
I'm a DJ.
You're both DJs.
Okay, what is your favorite meme?
Oh my god.
Trollface, poker face, I lied, rage guy, lol, and does the poop emoji count?
Does the poop emoji...
dude, I don't even know it. Oh my goodness.
I haven't thought about these in years.
I like the cereal guy. He's not listed.
I think lol.
Yeah, I'm gonna do poker face.
I'm gonna do poop emoji.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Beauty.
I'm Jelly Jiggler. Wow, this was the shortest quiz. Let's do Carb's quiz.
Oh my god, we are so dumb. Here it is. Okay, four questions. The second one. I'll list both of them on the.
Oh my god.
Thank you. Okay. So, question number one, do you mumble random words or do things crazy?
No,
God,
I'm completely
yes,
serious all the
sometimes.
Time.
Sometimes. I try to be serious, but sometimes it gets out. I make up words
actually,
or combine
that,
them
that
to
one's a little
explain
too,
things.
Too real. I try to be serious, but sometimes
yeah.
it gets out.
Do you mumble random words or do things crazy? Yes. Next.
Oh, God.
How do you get people to do what they want? Use my awesome cuteness. Kick them good. Tell the boss that something. Someone's being difficult. Talk it out. Or use
it's
my
probably
spell
stronger
on
than I spelled wrong.
There's all sorts of errors, spelling errors. In the first question, mumbling was spelled mumbling.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kick him good.
I'm going to talk it out. He's probably stronger than me.
I'm going to use my spell on him.
How do you treat your teammates?
Unfairly abuse.
I don't know who they are, but they abuse me. I don't like any of them.
Except the boss. Oh, God.
Treat them well, but I like some more than others. I work well with them in battle, but don't talk much otherwise. Unfairly abuse.
I treat them well, but I like some more than others.
Yeah.
Last question.
I'm kind of mean. Okay. What do you do if someone wants to fight? Fight them. Take their source of power and then fight. Probably run.
I would not fight.
I try to get back up first. I'll fight him.
Probably run. Well, no. I'd probably fight him.
I got Bobobo. You are the leader. You may get angry a lot and abuse other members of the team, but will still protect them. Parentheses, some of them.
You got a long one? Who'd you get, Carb?
I got Gasser. You don't do most of the fighting. You let others handle it, and you are much more serious than the rest. Dude. Except, two spaces, you might be a bit of a baby at times.
Guys, I got Soften. Always serious and have a nice sense of ice cream vehicles, such as ice cream cars and boats. That's all I get.
So I'm Don Patch and Bobobo, so I'm Patch Bo.
You're Patch Bobo. Dude, I'm Jelly and Soften. I don't have a fusion, but let's call him Jofton.
Jofton. Yeah, Jofton was what I was thinking.
And Guty.
Guty.
Dude, Guty.
Guty's rough, but I like
dude, it. That's their shipping name, dude. That's their shipping name.
Oh, heavens. I'm all aboard. Let's go.
Dude, I'm beep beep. Let's go.
Beep beep. Okay, guys.
When I get nervous, I like to do pottery.
Just make sure to tell us in the comments what the fuck you guys because I have no idea. What do we talk about now? Do you want to talk about characters since we just did that?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about some of our mainstays mostly because I could not give a crap about anyone else. Let's talk about General Lee Fishcake first.
Yeah.
I love General Lee Fishcake.
General Lee Fishcake's here to stay.
That's it. I just love him. He's such a dumb character. Like, makes no sense, but mm-hmm. like, man, I love him.
Yeah,
man.
His voice is perfect.
It is. It's very fitting. I like the fact that all these villains, most of the villains, like, as they kept fighting, became more goofier rather than your serious ones that you had at the beginning.
There was a fight with Giga where they were seriously just trying to outbit one another. That's all the fight became.
it was great. I mean, they're really wigging now. They really be wigging.
They really be wigging.
All right, let's talk about Bo. Now we can talk about the second most popular character.
Bo is great. I love him. He's so much fun, and I don't know. He's just great. Great character, great voice actor, and he's Bo. He fights with nose hairs.
He loves his friends. Well, kind of.
he abuses them, but he'll save them.
Luckily, a shield was in front of me.
What do you mean?
Is that how you treat your friends?
I'll block it with this old cheese.
Speaking about shields, let's talk about Don Patch, the best shield. What a guy. What a guy. He's truly the one that captured our hearts.
He's probably more chaotic evil out of any of them.
Yeah. I mean, except when he became Professional Patch.
Oh, yeah. That was quite the twist.
What'd you guys think? That was kind of cool.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I like how he was introduced so badass, and then he fought and he got, like, one-shot, like, for, like, an instant. I guess I wasn't serious about being serious enough that serious time. He's got some of the best bits in the show, if not most of them. Papa Rocks.
He's the main character.
They don't call him Papa Rock for nothing.
I'm the main character.
He's number one in the popularity contest. Don't you know? I
can't believe it. He's the first one executed, too. Wait a second. Oh, my goodness. Let's move on to General Jelly Jiggler. You know him. You love him. You probably won't eat him. That's Jelly for you. Jelly, stinky. I think he shined in the ending around here. He got a lot more screen time rather than, like, the first two instances where he was gone until they needed him.
He was here the whole time.
He gets, I feel like he's always just wrongly attacked multiple times.
I love it, though. Why are you attacking me?
Maybe if I just stand here, they won't attack me. But I wasn't doing anything. It was so good. Oh, my goodness. Especially his transformation, becoming Mr. Bo Jiggler. I think that's the coolest one we got.
Bo Jiggler's great.
Bo Jiggler.
Absolutely.
I just remembered at the end of that, at the end of the fight, he's like, I wonder if they bought all that peace crap. I was like, yeah. Oh. That was so good.
It's good. Ah, shit. Fucking knocking over shit in my room.
All right, Dengaku Man's up.
I'm Dengaku Man. Use him making me Grutobo dipping miso on a stick.
He doesn't say that anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't say the miso on a stick anymore. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's a shame.
Dude, he's a dog. Don't forget. He's a dog.
He is a dog. Don't worry.
I thought he was pretty funny this time around. Because he got more screen time. Okay, next. Let's talk about Soften and his power growth.
Man. Corey blabs a lot.
Guys, remember with his locket and him not liking kids?
Yeah, dude. He hates kids.
Why do I have this? I don't like kids. When he was introduced and he had like a locket, it was obviously Beauty and some guy who I told you was him. He's like, why do I have this? I don't like kids.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of the bits that have like stuck in my head the longest.
It's good.
It's so funny.
I think I like the fact that Torpedo Girl had an infatuation with Long Tan and Jelly. I'm not Jelly and Soften.
Yeah, dude.
That was cool. Soften got that Black Sun power up again that we never saw after that.
He only uses it once, worth it.
He only needed it once, that's why.
It's true. It was passed down by Jay.
Jay.
What was his name again? Q.
Q. Q.
I'm telling you, it's Jay.
Oh, Jay's great. I love Jay.
Jay's awesome, too. He was competent. Mm-hmm. Put your votes in the comments. Is he an onion or a garlic?
He's an onion.
He's a garlic.
Onion. He's a gunion.
Gunion.
Enter the gunion. After him. Let's talk about Beauty. Beauty had a little bit of a character development where she was about to fight, but then didn't. That was cool. That's about it. Okay, next. Gasser.
Gas can.
It became the princess trope. He got captured twice, didn't he? Oh, no, he got captured once.
Yeah, but...
And then he got relegated to a side character.
Poor guy.
Remember when he wanted to fight? Remember when he fought?
I mean, honestly, he was one of the weaker characters. I mean, in terms of comedic potential, general, I guess.
Yeah.
Because they already have a straight man with Beauty.
Yeah. But he makes fart noises.
But he farts.
But yeah, that's he is the poop
that's,
joke.
That's the one niche that they have.
Yeah.
Man. So, it's a shame that he got kicked to the back, but it was worth it to have General Fish Cakes.
Yeah, man. General Fish Cakes. Look at his cakes, dude.
Yeah. He's tough, man.
Yeah. I will say his future design is cooler. He's got more hair. Oh, you know what my favorite part is, where they're fighting that one guy, the other silver haired guy. And he's like, I wonder if we go to the same barber. other than that, I don't have anybody else I want to talk about. Nope, nobody else I can think of. I don't think anybody, there's nobody else on the list other than...
There's nobody else?
Nobody else. Let's talk about that miscellaneous. That's about it.
Welcome to the 66th edition of Who's the Best Beauty, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their choice best beauty of the episode. Duke it out for title of Best Beauty. Today, once again, still not changing, will forever be Pino, Garb, myself, and the Patreon. What beauty are you advocating for today?
Oh, dude, this is the fastest I'll ever answer. I pick Soft and Beauty.
Obviously, I pick the Don Patch Beauty.
Or did I pick Jelly Beauty? I forget.
You did pick Jelly
Beauty. Ah, shoot, I picked Jelly Beauty.
And I pick Bow. Bow Beauty. And Bow Beauty is also what the Patreon picked. So I will fight for Bow Beauty.
Right. Well, since I started and they made a mistake, I'll defend Jelly Beauty. Well, okay. Whenever he was replaced in the segments for the Rock, Paper, Scissors, I thought that's when the show finally obtained its groove back, especially that monotone voice and that pink hair, plus that blue jelly exterior. Well, what a choice. Delicious.
Yeah, but Jelly Jiggler smells.
Yeah, he hasn't been refrigerated since the show started.
What do you mean? You liar. He turned into that giant freezing thing. Maybe I'm the fool. Garb, you're next.
Who's next?
I am. So, Don Patch is obviously the best character in the show because he's number one in the popularity contest.
He's going to be killed first.
He's the hottest. He's the smartest. And he's the coolest because he's Don fucking Patch. You understand?
Yeah, but he's trying to mooch off Beauty success, and that's why he had to dress up as Patch Beauty.
But Patch Beauty was the first one to dress up like Beauty, and then what do you know? Everyone else followed Don Patch.
Beauty was the first to dress like Beauty.
No, what are you talking about? That's obscene.
It's unheard of.
Absurd.
You know what? I can't be mad at the Don. My Don.
I can. He's too pokey.
What about when he took out his spikes?
Wow.
What do you mean when he took them out? You mean when Bo took them out?
I mean, true. He took them out a couple times.
Yanked them out? See,
that's why Bo's better, because he took out the spikes.
How dare you?
He said he's too spiky.
I am a meathead.
True. Bo Beauty's great. Ah, shit, I keep dropping. Bo Beauty's great because he got big hair, but also pink hair.
And nose hair.
That's true.
That's fair. And he was in, I mean, all the beauties were in the opening.
And Bow Beauty is the only one who shows midriff.
What do you mean, Jelly? Oh, I guess he doesn't really have a mid, does he?
No, he's just jelly.
You got me there. And now, I mean, I guess he defended all your beauties, but
that's true.
In reality, all beauty lives matter. So I'm so sorry.
I cannot believe you.
This is the last episode of the podcast.
This is absolutely the last episode of the podcast. Wait till Twitter hears this episode.
I can't believe it.
We're gone.
I want to humbly apologize.
I can't believe this. You've just canceled us.
Not
unless I say smokescreen all around this, so it all has to be muted. Smokescreen.
Okay, guys. Before we get too off track... if you want to tell us that we're wrong and that Soft Beauty is the...
or Den Beauty.
...best one, please email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com or contact at funkyanimepodcast.com, but send to the first one, definitely not the second one.
Nah, the Gmail email account, that's bullshit. Send to funkyanimepodcast.com.
How dare you?
Go
anyway, funkyanimepodcast.com. We got two questions, both from Alex Puff. Thank you. First one, what was the most fun episode for you to record?
Ooh, there's a bunch, actually.
I know which one it isn't, and that's Pop Team Epic.
No, I loved
Pop Team That was the most
Epic
creative. That's just the worst.
No, that was the worst one to edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, to record, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was real fun to record. It was animated.
I gotta, yeah.
Nichi Joe was great.
I gotta look at the list. I'm an old man. I can't remember what episodes we watched at this point.
Whenever I get angry, that's always fun to do.
Where's the anime to watch list?
Darling in the Franks was good because I knew that y'all would be... Because
it was so bad. It was so bad, dude. Whenever we... what was it? What was the... Haruhi, I think, was one of my favorites to record. That was so fun to do. Same thing with Toradora.
The Cell Saga DBZ Kai, that was fun to do.
That's a classic. And all the Bobobo episodes, I love recording these.
Well,
these
don't. Are so good. I always say something that makes me look bad, which is everything.
Even it's tradition.
You know, it's still fun to just talk about Bobobo in any capacity.
I think the most fun I had was the Yu Yu Hakusho episode where we just kept doing the George and Koenma.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe Baka and Test was pretty fun, and I like Panty and Stocking when we recorded. That was fun. Me and Garb were having a good time there.
Which episode did I just like completely blank on for like fucking Space Dandy? That was
yeah
fun.
Hey, shut up! I had fun. That's when I wanted to be serious, but a little bit of the crazy came out.
Most episodes I have a really good time with. I don't think I've came out of an episode and I was like, oh, I hated that.
No, at the end of the day, we love every episode.
I definitely come out and say that was a bad episode, but I didn't not enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always fun, but man, some episodes are real stinky.
Yeah. Dude, Haruhi was fun, actually, now that I think about
Haruhi was so fun to talk about. I loved that episode so much.
Death Parade was fun, too. Like, Death Parade was the thinker right there. That was the big
thing. Oh, yeah, that was the thinker of this season. That's it.
The big
thing. You get one think a season, and that was it.
Yeah, and then you get Bo, except not next season.
Death Note was the big thinker last season. And the thinker before that was probably... I don't even know. Maybe Dandy?
That was the longest one of the season, at least.
Yeah. Well, no, actually it was not. I messed everything up.
I don't remember Michiko to Hachin at all. I'm looking at the episode list.
Oh, that's the shitty anime.
Hey!
I don't remember it at all.
it's the little girl and the mom, and they ride on the motorcycle.
It's the one in Brazil. Well, no, not Brazil. The fake land of Brazil.
I remember now. Yeah, that's
And
the
then
one.
I can't remember what else happens in the plot besides they exist and she wants to go meet her dad.
You're not my dad. You're my handsome daddy.
Code Geass was a fun one, just because there was so much dumb shit in Code Geass.
Man, I don't want to talk about it.
Code Geass was also a fun one. I think just like most episodes, I think, are good to, like, have fun with.
Yeah. All the ones with that are extreme, they have shows with extremely quotable things are always the best.
Yeah. They're also great. And we got one more.
Woohoo. Question?
No. It is a entry to the best game show, my favorite segment of the podcast, Fuck You Pun. The best segment where, of course, Pun's never been defeated.
Never
how this game works? How this game works is basically you send me an image of an anime character, and then I will explain this character one by one,
one detail at a time.
Detail at a time. Pino has to guess after every description. Garb can guess at any time. So are we ready to start?
Yes.
First, this character has really cool glasses.
Is it Bobobo?
No.
Aw, oh, I was close.
Johnny Bravo.
No.
No. We were close.
This character has, like, furly things that he wears.
Jamie.
Oh, is he Don Kanoji from Bleach, the only show I watch now?
No.
Damn, that guy's literally just
Bobobo. Don is close. I will give you that. The name starts with Don.
No, okay, Don. I got that. It's like Wheel of Fortune rules. If you say it, you got it.
You got it. Next, this character has a smug grin.
Don. Well, if it isn't my friend, the Don Quixote do Flamingo.
No. This character has a dial on it.
I was wrong?
And rings.
Rings?
A dial?
A dial with rings. Don.
Pino, you are in the right series.
Is this Ohm from the Skype arc?
No, you are extremely close.
Wait a second, Don Krieg doesn't have glasses?
No, you're very close with Don Quixote do Flamingo.
Oh, is it Don? Is it Rocinante?
No. This thing can answer phone calls.
Transmitter snail.
He's the transponder snail?
There you go. There you go. It's a transponder snail.
Where did Don come from?
Here, ready? I'm going to send you the image.
Is it Don Quixote's transponder snail?
Yes, it is. It is Don Quixote's transponder snail.
I had it. You know what? We had it. I won.
You did. You got it.
Where's the image? Show me the image right now.
I needed to download it because it wouldn't let me copy from the email. There he is.
I'm undefeated. Look at him.
It's Don Quixote do Flamingo's transponder snail. We did it, guys.
You know what? I'd like to thank Garb for helping me out.
Congratulations. You're welcome.
I would have given it away if I read the title of this email, which is everyone's favorite game show, and then in parentheses, snail edition.
Yeah, you would have given it away easily.
That's why I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I was like, I don't know any more Dons except Don Chin Zhao, and you guys, Chuck knows, but no one else knows.
It's not Don Chin Zhao.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Thank you so much, Alex Puff. Great name, by the way.
But yeah, that's the end of our emails for now. Thank you. If you want to get right on the air, go for it. Send it to funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, guys. I don't have any miscellaneous for this show.
This entire episode was miscellaneous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't believe we've done one show with a miscellaneous section.
It's true.
All right, guys. It's the end of our journey. Let's rate the entirety of Bobobo, in which you've just seen. It's going to be a sad one. Somebody want to start before I start crying?
4 out of 5.
Whoa!
Give me 1 second. I need to open up the spreadsheet.
You
please.
Monster. Tell me why.
Yeah, you can't just say number.
Because I looked at my other scores. I gave it 4.5 in the first one. I gave it 4.1 in the second one. And I was like, well, you know, Bobo's a B. You know, it's a solid B.
It's solid B for Bo. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know what? I agree with your rating. I got to see. Where's my rating, actually?
Your ratings here, I'll tell you.
Those are close.
So your ratings were 3.9, just like me. I also did 3.9. And then I did 3.9. You did 3.9.
We both did 3.9 for both seasons or for both watches? Dang.
Yep.
And I was a monster.
I also give it a 4. Because that feels about right. I had great enjoyment. Yeah. There's obviously flaws, but still very fun.
I will say the first two halves of the show were probably the most funniest, I think.
You just said the first two halves. Do you understand that's the whole thing?
The first two halves of the show. And the last third. Anyways, I think the first two episodes we did where we watched the first two-thirds of the show, I think those were most of the funniest jokes were, in my opinion. I don't know why I gave them such a low rating. I should have given it a 4.5. But overall, I think everything was very solid. It's a show I'll always treasure dear to me. So I'll give it a 4.2.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Yeah, man.
I love this show to the bottom of my heart.
It's really good. I love it. It's a whole lot of fun.
Yes. And if you haven't watched it, well, I won't say watch it.
You're doing yourself a slight disservice. Yeah. Not a huge disservice, but like...
Yeah, you'll make the producer angry.
No.
But no, there's like not a lot of things that you can compare Bobobo to at this point.
Yeah,
like you have your random shows, you have your funny shows, but you don't really have your like really crazy shows like this.
Yeah. Like, and it's like it's mostly a parody, but it's kind of just everything.
Yeah. It does its own thing, and I think it does it pretty okay.
Yeah. And there's American culture references, which I find very funny and you know,
and you are doing a disservice if you don't watch dubbed.
Yeah,
if you're native English speaker,
if you're a native English speaker, I think the only way that I could actually recommend it to you is if you like grew up in Japanese culture. If you understand that, sure, give the sub a try. But for everyone outside of Japan, the dub, and I think there's multiple like languages dubs as well. So
yes. Oh, we never got
dude,
to
I
listen.
Was watching this. I watched some of the Spanish, even though they were just clips. It's great.
Excellent.
Your bo-bo-bo sounds like this. Like that. It's great. It doesn't fit at all. But it's great in its own,
that's
own right.
That's the best part of bo-bo-bo. It just doesn't work.
But it does. It just works slightly.
Just a little bit.
But that was bo-bo-bo. Maybe if our powers combined make something happen, we'll see bo-bo-bo in our news sometime soon.
God, please. That would be insane.
Yeah, man.
If they came back and it was just like, Bobo's starting now. Because, like, if that happened, I could not say that we don't have an impact on the anime community.
Well, now somehow. We usually don't mention it, so it may not work.
I know,
this
is not happening anymore.
Yeah.
We've cursed ourselves.
Damn it, Pino, you fucked.
Quick, cut this episode.
Quick, just pretend this episode doesn't exist.
Who?
But we watched No Bobo.
No Bobo, No Bobo.
There's No Bo. What are we watching next week, though?
We are watching Flowers of Evil, a Patreon pick.
Dude, it's been a while since our last Patreon pick.
Yeah, I definitely didn't forget and was lazy.
We were also wanting to get Bobo done with first before.
It got pushed back like twice.
Yeah, like dude, I was, I wasn't like actually mad, but I was pissed off at Pino for pushing Bobo back. I was like, Pino, how could you?
I had to. We had other things to watch, like Michigo
Haruhi to watch.
You betrayed me.
We had Haruhi to watch, so it makes sense.
We had a lot of heavy hitters like Demon Slayer. And the Love Live movie.
Well, that was me. I picked it. What do you mean?
Yeah. We had heavy hitters.
Okay. Fine.
So we'll watch Flowers of Evil. What is it, a movie? Is it a TV show?
No, it's a show. It's 13 episodes, I think. So the Shorty Boy this
about
time.
I don't know anything about this. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Has an edgy title, which is awesome.
It's where, pretty nice.
Tune in next time for further thoughts.
Who you calling that thought?
Tune in next time to see us realize what we're watching.
Woohoo!
Yippee! Okay, Piner.
Wait, we never said. We never said. Oh yeah, the outro. That's what I was here for. All right, I give up being the narrator. I was actually Joey Jiggler in disguise.
Oh no!
I should have known,
guys. That was me. I'm Pino. The guy who is now samba dancing on the left, that's Chuck.
Ha-cha-cha-cha. Ha-cha-cha-cha.
And the guy talking to the producer wanting even more lines this episode. Well, that's Garb.
Listen, I can't believe this shit. It's unacceptable. Where's my
paycheck? Whoa there!
Who even is this producer?
It's me? Wait a second.
It's me! Mm-hmm.
I am my own greatest enemy.
I did this. Well, guys, this has been Bubble Bo.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Fuggy Headway Podcast. Follow us on all of our social media. It's probably not on the episode because I never put the links in. That's fine.
Go to FuggyHeadwayPodcast.com. It's all there.
Yeah, it might be a bit slow. I don't know. Have you fixed how slow it is?
What do you mean how slow it is?
It's a slow JPEG of a website.
No, it's not. Well, maybe it's because I visit it all the time.
Tell your mom you love her. It's great.
The traffic is insane.
From one IP address. Crazy.
I'm got stuck on the 405.
Now, oh my god, the 405 joke was insane. Okay, tell your mom you love her, and we'll see y'all next time with Flowers of Evil. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Time for the rock, paper, scissors fortune telling. For those who won, treat yourself to some quality podcasts, which doesn't include this one.
For those of you who have tied, how about don't listen to a podcast? Maybe you just don't want to and want to read a good book or something.
And for those of you who have lost, well, you must listen to the Funky Anime Podcast.
That's losing all on its own. I can't believe this.